Do you want to find solutions that help teams make better decisions, solve problems faster, and free their creative minds to come up with smarter solutions? There's a workshop for that. Bonjour, I'm Nati Ravez, and I'm delighted to welcome to this show facilitators and experts who share their knowledge and experience of everything you need to know in the world of facilitation, giving you tips and tools for leading groups, sparking collaboration, and driving innovation. Thank you for tuning in, and let's go.
Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year. I hope you had a great, great transition to 2024. Thank you for tuning in. What does 2024 have in store for us? Why do we believe that facilitation is the crucial skill to be spread throughout organizations and businesses? What challenges can it help to overcome? Why will facilitators be greater demand than ever? And what do we want to do for them in this new year at La Workshoppers? And by the way, who is we? I can answer this last question in part by introducing you to my friend Audrey Touvenin, workshop facilitator and new member of La Workshoppers. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Nati. Hi, everybody. And happy new year to you all. Happy new year to you as well. Really excited to be on board with the show and with everything coming up.
So if you are wondering if Audrey has the same accent like I have, this is normal because she's French and she's also from Bordeaux, but she's living in
London, baby.
First, how are you and how did you start the year? Are you still hangovered? You seem so fresh, actually, after the day yesterday. I mean, we are the 1st of January 2024 as we record. So indeed. How are you?
Well, I am very well, actually. For once, I think it's the first time of my life that I actually had a pretty quiet New Year's Eve, I have to admit. We were at home. We had a delicious French dish that I cooked. I brought everything from my Christmas party in France, in Bordeaux. Mm-hmm. So I brought everything back to London and we had a delicious evening, chilled with champagne. And it was really, really nice and relaxing. A great way to start the new year as well. How about you?
Yeah, I was with friends in Germany and we were 15 and we had a lot of game, a lot of drinks, a lot of cheese because it was a raclette.
Nice.
But I'm okay. I mean, what a better way to start the year with a podcast than with you, my friend.
Amazing, amazing.
So tell me a little bit about you. What has been your journey so far? And how does it come that you are with me today?
Well, like you said, so I'm French as well, for those who can notice the beautiful French accent that we have. I've been growing up in Bordeaux. Then I had my first job in Paris. And after a few years, I thought, you know what, it's time for me to move abroad. And that's where, unlike you, Nati, I didn't choose Germany. My dream was to go to New York. And I thought, oh, why not a little stop, you know, in between, start with London and then see what happens later. Here I am, London. And it's almost 10 years, like this year, 2024, is the year I will be celebrating my decade in London. And so what have I been doing? My background, it's been primarily working in corporate and investment banks, so financial services. And I've been working both in the big corporate for 70% of my time. And the 30% remaining, I worked more in startup and fintech companies, so delivering services to financial services. I have to admit that, 2 years ago now, I was figuring things out and wondering what can we do better for collaboration, because obviously you work with a lot of teams. And I think a little bit like you, I discovered facilitation later in our careers. And I just fell in love with facilitation. And obviously, when you and I met last year at the workshop or retreat with AJ and Smart, it was, I mean, girl, I have to tell you, it was love at first sight. Like, I saw you wearing my favorite color. And I was like, who's this girl wearing pink? And then she speaks French like me. Who is this competition? And then after I actually met you and we had like those lovely conversation, and obviously we connected very easily with all of our beautiful, you know, common history and roots. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's not competition. That's friend. And I'm very, very excited to join our workshoppers team and, you know, wear the color, wear the brand and, you know, work with you. And 2024 it is, baby.
Yeah, maybe you will run the podcast because I hear in your voice that you are very good to make interview and to podcast, actually. You Ooh, have a voice.
There you go.
As you said, you've been working in companies and we want to spread the facilitation skills and we want to help the facilitator out there. What are the things that were frustrating you really, really much in companies and where you think that facilitation is something that can help?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the reality is that there can be quite a lot of things that can be frustrating in big companies. Mm-hmm. But I think for me personally, what has been the most frustrating, and it kind of became even worse post-pandemic, is literally that team collaboration, like the team dynamics, things that make people better work with each other. So that has become a real challenge because in big companies like the one that I'm currently working at, it's an international company. The team is scattered across the globe. And even in the local branch where I work at in London, people have the ability to work remotely mm-hmm. post-pandemic. Mm-hmm. So you never really get the chance to really be in the same room like we used to in the past. I will always remember those meetings where I had to literally pinch myself in my jeans pocket to stay awake because you're in the same room and you have to stay awake and listen and be participating to the conversation. Now people are just behind the screens. They don't turn on their camera. They're not really engaging. They're multitasking. And it creates like a lack of collaboration, a lack of a proper team dynamics. People like go, you probably heard the expression of back-to-back meetings. So like that has been the most frustrating thing for me, that people are no longer really engaged. We're lacking that team dynamics that can help any group of people achieve more and be happier and be motivated and all of these things. So yeah, for me, the biggest challenge where I can see facilitation helping is definitely in, yeah, reviving team dynamics and collaboration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think also that facilitation is the skill to have as a leader. And because we have to shift from this bossy management to facilitative leadership. I can remember you were in the summer with me in Bordeaux. We met there. We were working on something. And at that time, Douglas Ferguson was giving a webinar at BETA about facilitative leadership. And I really think that this is something that need to be implemented in companies, so that the leaders don't take all the responsibility on their shoulder, give a little bit from their control and use actually their role as leader to unleash the potential of their teams. And for me, facilitation is really something that should flow through the companies from the facilitative leadership to the team synergy, team collaboration, as you said. And so we need facilitation, we need facilitators, and this year we will, I think, concentrate to help companies and to help facilitators. Yeah.
Are you? This is exciting.
Yeah. It is. It is. It is. And at La Workshoppers, we want to change a few things because we cannot be everywhere on one time. Why are you joining La Workshoppers, actually?
Well, I'm joining today. It's happening. We're going to start like collaborating ASAP. This is just the beginning where we're going to share, maybe. I mean, you're still the boss. You can tell us a little bit more about that later, maybe. But yeah, definitely joining like from today, and we're going to start growing things together.
Yeah. And we will be joined by some third person. This third person could not be here today. And I will not reveal who that is because, I would like her to introduce herself. She has COVID or something similar. I don't know. So we wish you all the best to start the year better than you ended it. You know who you are. We will not name her. So nice. So 2024, first day. What are your wish for this year?
Well, my wish for this year, Nati, is definitely to help others, like in corporate, in companies, and in general, any facilitator, to help you guys like find your way, find a path to support your colleagues, support your projects, and making it become a little bit more fun, and hopefully help tackling, you know, these challenges at scale, and help people gain a new motivation in what they do, like find ways to bring facilitation. And I think I'm gonna like bounce back on what you were talking about, leadership. Like in the case where you may feel that your leadership, your managers are not really there yet, they're not, you know, that servant leadership that Nati was referring to, or they're not yet the facilitators that you wish you had. Well, I'm gonna name and quote Simon Sinek, start with the why, a very famous author, an optimist. For me, one thing that he said, like really became true to me, is this idea of be the leader you wish you had. And that's kind of what I started. And so I wish in 2024 and even beyond that we can help ignite that spark in others for existing facilitators or wannabe facilitators to start growing and developing these skills and, yeah, become those leaders that we need for today, tomorrow, and going forward. Because it's, for me, it can really tackle big challenges, whether it's unproductive meetings, broken collaboration, or demotivation at work. I think there's a lot that can be done there. So yeah, I wish for La Workshoppers team to help all of these fellows wannabe existing to develop and grow in that space. Because yeah, it may sound cheesy, but I think the world needs more facilitator to bring people together and to help teams achieve more and, you know, unlock their true potential. That's what I wish for 2024, my dear.
This is a great wish. What do we have in store for 2024 for the facilitator? This is what we will talk now about. So I had a revelation at the end of the year, and this is when I called you. You know, we found this great name. There's a workshop for that. It was not me who found that name. It was Lynn Holtet, a friend of hers. And she had this great expression, there's a workshop for that. And I was thinking, actually, there's a workshop for that is something that we will use for everything we are doing for the facilitators, for the part facilitators. So it means there's a workshop for that is now not only a podcast that will, of course, continue this year. There will be some more podcasts. It will be also...
Ooh, tell us more!
It will be a boot camp, which will come out somewhere in the spring. Like, it's not exactly defined now for how many weeks. I think it will be something that 4 to 6 weeks, where people can join for a program for facilitators who wants to go freelance, or consultant who wants to use facilitation to work with their clients. So this is something I've been working on, and I know I cannot continue to do that all alone because there are only 24 hours in a day. So I decided to ask two of my great, great facilitators friends, Audrey and another person, to help me on that.
Still not revealing the name. She's no. keeping it a secret.
It's so hard.
You'll have to stay tuned.
So there will be a bootcamp. Where is it coming from? In the last months, I've been mentoring a lot of facilitators from all over the world in 3 sessions we had together. And the common thing that all these persons who want to go freelance were that they didn't have really a clarity about what they want to do. Because facilitation, if you are a great facilitator, you design and facilitate any kind of workshop. But I really think that you need to find out what is your mojo, what is your jam, what do you want to be known for, and how to craft workshops that make you known for what you are doing, for a specific kind of problem you are solving, and so that you can then find out who is your niche, because it's always the thing of who is your niche. Yeah. But you cannot find out who is your niche if you are not working on what do I want to do, what is the service that I want to solve. So we are preparing a complete program to help you find out what you want to do, your niche or your clients, how to create it, how to design it, how to launch it, how to promote it. So this is
quite packed. That's exciting.
Yeah, and it's not finished yet. But you know, I'm always like this. I say the things because when I have said this, I need to do that.
Yeah. Lucky you, there's a workshop to prepare you for that.
Exactly. So this would be the part, the boot camp. And we will have also on the menu an online festival also for freelance facilitators and consultant who want to use facilitation. A festival with a lot of renowned facilitators who are specified for some topics like branding workshops or productizing your workshops and your services, how to do great remote workshops. I hope to have my friends from the Butter community. I hope to have people from Session Lab. So this is something that is also coming a little bit later, maybe end of spring, beginning of the summer. And I know that you will help me with that.
100%.
And of course, we want to grow this podcast. I'm so thankful for all the listeners we had in 2023. It's really crazy. How it started by just bringing a microphone during a retreat for nothing and coming out with a podcast that is growing and growing. And I was thinking, okay, here I need also something like a newsletter, great information that can be packed in emailing. And who will take care of this part? You, my friend.
I will take great care of your listeners, and we will collaborate really well on this. And I'm really excited about this opportunity to help grow the knowledge and grow the audience through a new media with the newsletter. And like you said, definitely an add-on and a complementary channel to the podcast and everything else you're working on. I mean, that's quite a lot coming up for the summer. I mean, even before the summer, like You mentioned the boot camp. You mentioned the festival. I'm sure you got inspired yesterday evening with your friends. So we're going to bring the festival and the party to you, friends. And so you said it's like primarily for freelancer, people who want to start and find their niche. So that's really exciting. And I can definitely resonate. It can be really hard. And even people we met at the retreat last year and throughout the community that we're part of, it's definitely a challenge that we've seen, we've heard, and we've read about. So this is really exciting stuff. Like it's a big challenge for whomever wants to start something. So having you, your help, and La Workshopping's team behind to help is going to be really exciting. Oh, I can't wait myself, like seriously.
Yeah, the thing is, I've been starting my own freelancing one and a half year ago. It's crazy. Yeah. So it's fresh. And to be honest, I'm still struggling with some things, but I continue. And as I grow and more people are reaching out, I'm thinking, okay, I didn't study how to grow a business. You know, I was in corporates for years, but I'm learning by doing. And I think, okay, if I can do that, anybody can do that, because I have no superpower. It's only organization, find out. And sometimes it's really painful to find out, because you can do so much things and you have to concentrate on things. And I'm thinking there are so great facilitators out there. I was talking with Maria Ayelin from Argentina. She's doing a few mentoring with me this time, and she is such a great facilitator with so great ideas. And I think there are so much out there that are missing a little bit of trust of themselves, imposter syndrome, that they need to have I don't know how many certification to be able to grow a business. No, I think you just need clarity, and this is something that I didn't have, but that I found out with the time. And now I just want to give back, because when someone find what he or she really want to do, it's completely changing the game, because you are very, very focused. You exactly know where you want to go. You exactly know to who you are talking to. And so this is my way to giving back. And the festival is my connection. I love to be a connector. And I had the chance really last year, we are the 1st of January. Last year, I had the chance to learn such great people. I was at the Facilitators Connect retreat in September. It was so great. I met there people who are doing playful workshops or visual thinking, visual facilitation. And of course, I am not able to do all of this. And I think, I just want to connect the people all together so that everybody can have a little bit of them. So I was thinking, hey, we should do a remote festival where everybody can log in and get some
inspiration,
knowledge, and
connection.
Yeah, connection also. And some way of really creating something for their own brand, taking little things that help them create workshop that you can remember, you know. I think of the peak moments from Brittany Barrowing. So I was thinking, okay, everybody who is reaching out through the podcast or LinkedIn, they are all spread all over the world. I mean, I will move from Germany to Bali this year. So an in-person retreat is, of course, the best, because the connections are different. But if I'm not able to do that because I am in one place and all the people are everywhere in the world, I was thinking, okay, we will make an online festival.
Meeting your audience where they're at. So That's really thoughtful of you. Oh, Natty, this is so cool. I mean, surely, like, hearing all of this, I'm like, what can we wish you, Natty? What can we wish you for 2024 and beyond with all of this amazing program, bootcamp, festival, and of course, your generosity and authenticity helping us all grow? I mean, this is amazing. And thank you. I mean, I'm the first also to thank you for that, for everything you've been giving to all of us and sharing. So what can we wish you for 2024, my dear?
Not to fail. Oh, God. I will reveal my imposter syndrome. I wish to have a great work with two amazing women. I'm not someone who like to work alone on my own. So I love to share and I love to learn from other people. I think without you both, I couldn't do this. So what can you wish me? I don't know. That I can fly to Bali as planned, that I will meet other people. Of course, I will be back in September, October for the next Facilitators Connect retreat. Yes. So there will be also this in-person event. And nothing. Only that.
Incredible.
Only that everything is working as I think.
Perfecto. Well, you're going to have some support for sure. So we're going to be there with you and we're going to surely grow and support you. So yeah, I'm 100% with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for spending this half an hour with me on the first of 2024. You will have in the show notes a type form that you can fill in. If you are interested in the coming soon newsletter, in the coming soon events of this year. So this will be an add to the podcast. So, Audrey, you will write and write and write.
Oh, yes, I won't stop.
And thank you very much to you, my friend. We will spend a lot of time together, maybe also in Bali, who knows?
Yes, definitely want to come to Bali. I've never been, believe it or not, but... I definitely want to visit you and the country. So.
So thank you to everybody. We wish you a very, very nice year 2024 with a lot of success, happiness, and a good health, of course. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bonne année.
Bonne année. Au revoir.